Hi, you're listening to Go See a Show, the Off-Off-Broadway podcast. New York is known and celebrated for attracting people from all different cultures from all over the world. Specifically, the borough of Queens is the most ethnically diverse urban area in the entire world. Theater 167 has, over the course of four plays, theatricalized life in one of the borough's most diverse and fascinating neighborhoods, Jackson Heights. And you can catch one of those plays right now at the New Ohio as part of the Theater Village Festival. Joining me for this episode are neighborhood resident Ari Laura Kreith, who conceived and directed the play in question, J. Stephen Brantley, playwright and actor, and fellow actor Jeremy Rodriguez of I Like to Be Here, Jackson Heights Revisited, or This is a Mango. Take a listen.
Great. So I like to start with everyone's name on the mic, so we'll introduce ourselves.
I'm J. Stephen Brantley.
And you did what on this show here?
I'm a playwright and an actor with Theater 167.
I'm Jeremy Rodriguez, and I'm an actor with Theater 167.
I'm Ari Laura Kreith. I'm the artistic director of Theater 167, and I conceived and directed this piece.
And the piece is I Like to Be Here, or This is a Mango, Jackson Heights Revisited. Is that the full title?
That's the full title, just not in the right order.
Oh, curses. Jackson Heights Revisited goes first.
Yes, well, technically second. I'm cheating because I'm looking at it. I Like to Be Here, : Jackson Heights Revisited, comma, This is a Mango.
Curses, this is what happens when you have three titles. It just gets... No, it's a great title, and it kind of encapsulates kind of what's going on, especially since we're talking about Jackson Heights. It's important that that's in there, and this idea of I Like to Be Here is, of course, very... pertinent to what's going on in the piece. So, from what I understand, this is the tail end of a trilogy, correct?
It's actually part four of a trilogy.
Oh, really? Who are you, Douglas Adams?
Initially there was one play, and then after the first play, it became clear that there were sort of two other plays that needed to be written. The first play was really looking at the day-to-day life of Jackson Heights, like what it just feels like to be there. And then I got really interested in the idea that there was sort of an all-ages magical realist fairy tale version of Jackson Heights as well. So that piece evolved from folk tales and fairy tales that we gathered from the street. And that there's also a really unseen or very different community that comes out late at night. And so that was the third piece. So we went from kind of one piece to feeling like, oh, there's a company because there are three pieces that needed to happen. And that third piece, Jackson Heights, 3 a.m., we actually went out from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. to gather those stories. So at that point, I kind of thought that that was the trilogy and that was it. And then we had an invitation to do them all in rep, which was really crazy because it was 6 hours of 37 actors playing 93 roles in 14 languages. And then I really thought we were done with the trilogy. And then the Queens Museum invited us to deconstruct it. So we did it as a performance installation where audience could walk through segments of all three plays. And then Robert Lyons reached out to us and said, there's this festival, and would you be interested in being involved? And at the time, I think, Jay Stephen, we sort of thought we were basically going to do something that we'd already done and tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
And then once we started tweaking, the whole thing kind of became kind of up for re-examination and reinterpretation, and it changed a lot, and it really became another play.
So this is its own piece. Does it pull from other the rest of the trilogy, though?
It does.
Like an amalgamation of them?
It does. A lot of it comes from 3 a.m. because we knew we were going to look at the nighttime world of Jackson Heights, and we knew, and we had an idea of what the climax of the play was going to be, and that comes from Jackson Heights 3 a.m. But there are also pieces of the others as well, and there are two or three new storylines. There were things that were brand new to this one, and really everything that we had looked at before was certainly rewritten and really reinvented, especially when we had so many new actors like Jeremy coming into the piece that informed it in completely new ways.
Is this why we have so many different playwrights listed as playwrights on the piece? Is it because of these previous portions that have been pulled into this one script, or did all these folks like actually have an active hand in what I just saw on stage here at the New Ohio?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, I feel like the initial pieces were really collaboratively written. I mean, 167 Tongues was 11 people in a room drawing things on paper and creating things on index cards and passing them around. And I think 160 and Suitcase and 3AM were similarly very collaborative in their evolution. I mean, this because we thought it was one thing kind of going in. There is work by each of those writers involved in the piece, but then I think, J. Stephen, you were very much sort of like in the room molding it in response to what was happening kind of in the evolution. And I mean, there were things that happened, like, I mean, Jeremy, I think, case in point, the fact that, you know, Jeremy came in and auditioned and, you know, we had never met him before, and then he was brilliant, and then we cast him as a Russian. And then he was just, because he is a really generous and lovely human being, was reading with us as we were auditioning other people to play opposite him. And then suddenly, you know, we knew that there was like a Latina drag queen who needed to be created, and we didn't know quite who this character was and who was going to play this role. And somehow in the course of one very long day started tossing around this idea of, well, what if? And then I think Jeremy sort of inspired some of the writing for this character. So, yeah, that's kind of how it happens.
Yeah, so you, I mean, Jeremy, you kind of walked into, it sounds like, three other plays colliding into this new play as a new actor,
right,
but then helped to add in a couple of different characters into this new play. How was that like for you? It sounds like you informed the creation of the show in such a way that many actors, like, you don't really get that chance. It's like, here's your script, buddy. Read
right.
these lines.
Right. I feel like I did a lot of that, but then walking into the room with Ari in the room and other people that are just looking to create things was a very safe place to just kind of try things and experiment and what felt good to us and like, what did we feel and any questions we had. And we were always able to, like, to ask questions. It was never really like, do this, to go here, look here, you know? So it was very nice and fun and safe to work with everyone.
This is, I live in Woodside, so there's certain elements of familiarity here. I also worked the graveyard shift for a year, so there's also other elements of familiarity that I'm getting from this. I'm really curious to know, like, maybe this is going a little further back than this particular piece, but I'm guessing someone has a connection to Jackson Heights.
Yeah.
Ari, do you live there?
I live in Jackson Heights. And I mean, that just the experience of walking down the street there and feeling like there were so many stories all around me was sort of the impetus to create this project. That, and actually I was in Colorado, I was in Boulder, which is very unlike Jackson Heights. And I was trying to explain what my neighborhood felt
so
like.
So different, oh my God.
Yeah, I just didn't even know where to begin in trying to explain sort of what my life felt like. And I think just because theater is kind of how I explain things or think about things, that was sort of, I came back from that trip thinking there needs to be a play inspired by this neighborhood.
There's a little bit of smack talked in the play about a particular well-known Indian restaurant. What is the just legit best Indian restaurant? I want to get it on mic here.
No.
Throw it down. I want you to throw it down. Who is your vote for the best Indian restaurant in Jackson Heights?
Okay.
I'm gonna scoop Zagat here. Let's do this.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm not sure that I can say the best Indian restaurant, but I have very particular feelings about Indian sweets. I wrote a whole monologue inspired by my feelings about Mee Tai. And
you wrote that for yourself.
I wrote that not knowing what was actually, I didn't know what was gonna happen. I wrote a different role and had no intention of writing the role of Leo the crazy meth head. And when I brought in other storylines, Ari and some other writers said, we need to hear from that guy. So then I wrote that monologue having no idea what was going to happen. And then it was, you have to play that guy. And I secretly still think it's because no one else in the city would play it.
Well, I still the first time we read that monologue, though, because we were sitting in an Indian sweet shop and you were reading
it. Oh, that's true.
And about halfway through, we suddenly realized that we couldn't say it out loud
because it was it's pretty intense. And
the entire restaurant was looking at you askew.
Boy, they would have been. That might have been ugly. But the thing is, it comes.
You weren't in costume, though, were you?
No.
We won't reveal what the costume was. Okay. But come to see what the costume is.
No, but it does come from a place of my genuine love for Indian sweets, and I think it's a particularly wonderful tradition. And there are several sweet shops in Jackson Heights, and Ari has her favorite. But for me, the best one in the city is Al Neymat, and Al Neymat is on 74th Street near 37th. And I've tried them all, and that's by far the best one. And they're very. It's true of a lot of places in Jackson Heights. They're very kind and very open. But if you actually know the names of the sweets in the case, they're really good. They're really good to you. So I suggest that you brush up on your Mee Thai terminology before visiting.
All right, best Indian restaurant, Jackson Heights. Go.
I can't.
Your favorite, if you're going to go to dinner tomorrow night's Friday night, where are you going to go?
I will say that I am very loyal to Dose of Delight, and that's partly because it inspired a monologue that's in this play. And also because the people who run that restaurant are just the kindest people in the world.
Great. So. You heard it here first, Dose of Delight. Go check it out. So Theater 167, it sounds like this is like a thing for you guys to be very Queen-centric. Is that correct, or?
Not necessarily.
No? Okay.
Our last one didn't take place in Queens at all. Our last one took place in two locations, in Manhattan and Malawi, of all places. So while we've done a lot of work about Jackson Heights, the point of that very much is about the connections between really different cultures and communities and what they have in common. And with the Jackson Heights trilogy, it's about all of these different cultures coming together in one place.
That's Queens.
That's Queens, right? But the other part of that that you see a lot in New York is perceived separation, right? Where we don't actually realize that even though we're from vastly different parts of the world or vastly different parts of the country or even the city, that we're connected in ways that we don't even know. So we explored that too. That was the last one, which was not quite this large. So it's not just about Jackson Heights, but it is something about a Jackson Heights mentality or a Jackson, the idea of Jackson Heights, I think, is pervasive in everything we do.
Yeah, the way that people come together and the ways that people cross borders that they might feel were unbridgeable. Mm. And just questions about language and culture and just community. I mean, it's interesting because I think there is a perception sometimes that we can do the work we do because Jackson Heights is the place that it is. And I feel like that is at once very true and then also completely untrue, because I feel like any community that you explore deeply, there are going to be both commonalities and barriers and different attitudes and challenges and questions and magic and all sorts of things. And I mean, it's interesting, the play that J. Stephen was just referring to, Perira, which he also wrote and acted in, we transferred that play to a church on the Upper West Side, the Church of St. Paul and St. Andrew. And I mean, I must admit, you know, living in Queens and not being a New Yorker, I had all of my stereotypes about the Upper West Side. And then we dropped into this world where there is a building where there are Jewish, Christian, Muslim, LGBT, Latino, Ethiopian, Evangelical, all these different congregations sharing a space. There's everything from tutoring to a program where you can volunteer to cook dinner for women who are escaping sex trafficking, a food pantry, tax help, this whole. And so we actually, they invited us to become a resident company, and we accepted that invitation and are now creating a piece looking at that space, at that building. and doing very much what we did with Jackson Heights, but looking at how cultures come together and, you know, are inspired by one another.
It seems to be in the company's vein. That makes a lot of sense. I will ask the what I think is a kind of the obvious question. We're at the New Ohio. We're in the West Village, almost at the water. Will this piece be performed in Jackson Heights?
You're the second person to ask that question today, and it's breaking my heart because I feel like there are all these things that happen, like, you know, equity rules, and with a piece like this, it's impossible to do a piece with 17 actors under anything that's not a showcase code, which really limits the ways that this piece is allowed to exist in the world. And I'm, you know, so grateful that it's been able to happen, and I feel like, you know, for a while at least, it's not going to be able to happen again.
But this is a super great piece, like super, super cool. Thank you very much for hanging out and chatting about the piece. And yeah, break some legs. Like, we got a few more. We're at the New Ohio. You are here until the 27th of September, and I'll have all the show dates up and whatnot on the site. So thanks again, guys.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you, Ari, Jay, Steven, and Jeremy for joining me on mic after your show. You've still got a few more chances to catch I Like to Be Here, Jackson Heights Revisited, or This is a Mango. Tonight, Thursday, September 25th, tomorrow, Friday, September 26th, and Saturday, September 27th, all nightly at 8 p.m. Head to theater167.org, and that's theater with an R-E, for tickets and more information. Thanks to you for listening into the podcast. If you enjoyed it, please like it on Facebook, facebook.com/GoSeeAShow. Follow at GoSeeAShow on Twitter and rate or comment on the show's iTunes page. Until next time, go see a show.
Yeah.